I love to yodel high up to the 80s, all the songs of romance in the spring. I could serenade my pony, but it won't mean matrimony. He can't buy a golden wedding ring.
That was Arkansas native Caroline Cotton in the 1944 movie I'm from Arkansas. Let's look at yodeling, what it is and how it made its way into American music and even the Ozark Folk Center stage. As it turns out, yodeling is ancient and worldwide, thought to originate in Africa more than 10,000 years ago, evolving in multiple societies as a way to herd animals and communicate across distances. You just heard Baki pygmy women singing in Central Africa. So there are many iterations of yodeling in the world, such as in Mongolia, in Iran, in Scandinavia, there are also versions of yodeling in Haiti, India, China, Australia, Mexico, Turkey, Bulgaria, Hawaii, even Tarzan yodeled. So how is yodeling done? It's universal and ancient, partly because humans everywhere have the same physicality, the ability to switch between low and high vocal registers in rapid succession and at high volume using vowel sounds such as A, O, U, A, and E. So then, how did we get our uniquely American versions of yodeling? One important root is African-American yodel-like traditions that trace back to enslaved people who communicated with field hollers and work songs, such as railroad shouts by these Gandhi dancers. Other American roots of yodeling are from Western cowboys, and very importantly, Swiss, German, and Austrian immigrants who practiced alpine yodeling. Like this. And here is modern commercial Swiss yodeler, Melanie Ursch. Wow, easy for her to say. In the 1830s, an Austrian group called the Tyrolese Minstrels toured America, introducing alpine yodeling on a large scale. After that, dozens of similar groups crisscrossed the country, and yodeling became commercial, making its way into minstrel shows, African-American blues, and country music. For example, Jimmy Rogers created the blue yodel sound in the 1920s.
That gal that made a wreck out of me.
The Dzurek sisters, who were two of the first women yodelers to become stars on both the National Barn Dance and the Grand Ole Opry shows. Here's a bit of their number, Arizona Yodeler, in 1938.
And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, a sweet refrain.
Patsy Montana was an early yodeler as well, with her signature song, I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart, in 1935. Yodeling continues to be popular in niche genres such as folk music, as well as with international pop stars such as Beyoncé, Jewel, Mariah Carey, Aaron Neville, and Bollywood singers. By now, we see how yodeling might be heard on stages and jam sessions in the Ozarks, either now or historically, and especially among players of early American country music. Here is an archival recording of a song called Lullaby Yodel, sung by Alvis Wood in Combs, Arkansas in 1950.
Yeah, yodel-y, 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 yodel-y.
Yeah. And here are Ron and Peggy Taylor at the Driftwood Barn in Mountain View, Arkansas in 2012. And finally, we wrap it up with the inimitable Grandpa Jones in 1963, singing A Way Out on the Mountain, written by Jimmy Rogers in the 1920s.
Way out on the mountain.